fingers. Amen. Maybe next time you can do this in Warhaven.
Amen.
So you're sitting here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, welcome here.
Amen.
Amen.
Park.
Yeah, we saw Brother Park is coming back from Shanghai. Yeah.
Well, before I start, I have a friend here.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. My name is Len. I'm from Lake Creek. I'm a student for here.
Amen. Student in Ruckus?
No, I'm high school
student. Oh. Praise the Lord.
Lance is he's a gospel friend. He is a nephew of a brother that we have in the church in Shanghai.
Oh.
This time he knew I was coming over, and he told me about Lance, so I brought him to the Lord's Day.
Amen.
He lives in Somerset, so about 10 minutes away.
Amen.
Less than 10 minutes away.
Okay. Far away, yeah. Amen.
So young people.
Amen.
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 Amen. What's your Chinese name?
Wang Dongzheng.
Wang Dongzheng.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Welcome. How about all of our young people stand up and welcome our friend? Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
Young people, all stand up and welcome. Amen. Okay, sit down, please. So besides the Lord's Day meeting, we also have a special gathering on Saturday evening for the young people. So welcome to join.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Are there any other brothers and sisters or saints?
Hey guys, I'm Minnie. I'm visiting from the church in Newington, Connecticut.
Amen.
With two believers. And I was here yesterday for the summer school church teachers meeting.
Amen. Welcome.
Amen. Amen. Amazing, from Newington, Connecticut, 来参加那个 teachers training.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sisters, she's visiting. They're visiting from China. Fordham University. Amen.
Fordham
University. Okay. Fordham University in New York, right?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, she'll be here for a year. How about this section or that section? Any one first visiting, first time? How about here? I saw Chris.
Oh,
we haven't seen you for a while.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Got back from college.
So. Hey, man.
Yeah, okay. How about all the students who are coming back, not from this locality? You all stand up,
Amen.
I want to give you a warm applause.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, we're so joyful to see this full house, all the students coming back and saints visiting.
We're still missing Sam
right here. Oh, sorry. Okay.
I'm Johnson Wu. I came with Brother Elman from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Amen.
This is my first time here.
Amen. Welcome, brother. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we have some announcements. On the 6/20th, there will be a YP, Young People Gospel Meeting. It will be here, right?
Yes.
It starts from 6:30?
Maybe earlier, we will announce.
Okay, so details. So around 6, you know, the dinner time. Mm. So it will start with a love feast and then gospel. So young people, you know, remember this in prayers, invite your friends, you know, to join the gospel meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
6月20号在这里有 young people 的那个福音聚会, 大家在祷告中纪念, 6点钟左右,
Amen. And another announcement, this tonight there will be a campus landing and a fellowship. This is for the Chinese speaking graduate student, I mean campus students. Originally it was in Brother Shin's house, but her sister got an ankle injured in her ankle. We need to pray for our sister, you know, for her recovery.
Amen.
Yeah, so the place will be moved to Brother Yansong and Sister Grace's house.
Amen.
6 p.m., right? So 6 or 5.
Yeah, 5:30.
5:30, yeah.
鼓励大家5点半就来.
Amen.
所以就是说今天晚上就是在校园服饰的跟学生啊有新服饰的家，就是原来在于新弟兄家，现在改到我们家。 就希望弟兄姊妹如果有心的就一块的来，五点半或者是六点钟，六点钟我们吃饭，然后我们尽量早结束。Amen.
Okay, so for the coming Tuesday, the prayer meeting will be at various districts.
所以6月9号星期二的祷告聚会是分区。
And the Saturday PSRP, you know, will start at 9 a.m. And after that, there will be a corporate meditation going out at 10.
这还是一样，每周星期六早晨9点钟，我们在这里有导员辩讲。导员辩讲1个小时以后，我们出去探望，希望有更多的弟兄姊妹一同有份在这里享受主。
Amen. So today there will be some testimony, you know, in the meeting, how the saints enjoyed such practice.
是。
Amen. Amen. Regarding today, the food service will be P5, P4, and Bridgewater. And cleaning service will be P1 and P3. Now there will be a monthly meeting hall cleanup. Overall, I think Brother Shin will talk about details, right? We'll see Brother Shin after the meeting, right?
Brother
Yin Jun. Okay.
所以今天换食服饰是 P4, P5, 然后呢换号的整洁是 P1, P3, 然后今天呢有每个月的会所的整洁，希望弟兄姊妹的一同参与。
Amen. Any other announcements?
Just for the YP fellowship regarding the gospel meeting. So, I guess during lunch or right after lunch, we all need to meet up within the fellowship room so we can discuss regarding the gospel meeting.
Amen.
So all young people, try to stay. Don't run off and do whatever you want to do.
Just meet up during lunch, not after lunch.
All right, so during lunch, meet in the fellowship room.
So get food quickly and go to the fellowship room.
Amen. Yes. Yes. Any other announcements?
I have a special request to ask the church to pray for Mango and Anina. They came here last September as 10th grade. So they were baptized in this church. Mm-hmm. And next week they will fly back to their home country. Mango will fly back to Yunnan, it's West China. Mm-hmm. Anina will back to his Baiying, it's Gansu, North China. So they are a little nervous how is will be their spiritual life.
Amen.
After they go back home, 2 to 3 months during summer. So we request the church to pray for them.
Amen.
The youngest Chinese scholar to be saved.
Amen. Amen. We all remember, right?
Yes.
Sister Mango and Sister Anina. Amen.
我们两位姊妹是刚受浸不久了，然后他们要回到他们的老家中国，就在这两三个月之内，已经弟兄姊妹为他们的属灵还有属灵伙伴在这边的那边的生活多多有祷告纪念。Amen.
Amen.
You will be back, right?
Yes.
Just for summer. Okay.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, okay. Just for summer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Goodbye.
Any other announcements? If not, Brother Kai will have the financial report.
I will give you the past 2 months financial report, April and May. 2015. The total income for these 2 months is
$45,822.43.
For expense, the first item is meal and kitchen supply. Total expense is $2,500.
所以这开支呢，就是饭食、厨房、运具，这是2,500块钱。
Conference and travel, total expense is $5,238.61.
关于那个特会和训练的开支是5,238.61。
Everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $5,250.70.
所以我们在福音上也有份，关于福音上的交通，这开支是5,250.07。
All building related and utility maintenance is $24,423.68.
所以关于会所相关的水电维修建筑，总共的开支是24,423.68。
All other operating costs is $159.70.
关于其他的开支是159.07.
So the total expense for the past 2 months is $37,572.69.
所以已过两个月的总共的开支是37,572.69.
So we have a surplus of $8,259.74.
所以我们有一些盈余是8,000. 259.74.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
所以弟兄姊妹在这个奉献上，希望弟兄姊妹还照样的纪念，
Amen.
因为我们是愿意给的，主就有上天下流的更多祝福我们。
Amen.
关于奉献的，有的弟兄姊妹是新来的，就是说我每次奉献的时候都把我们自己 create 一个 ID， 这个是 unique ID， 然后呢，到年终的时候我们会打着一个奉献的收据，为的是让我们 这个报税的时候能够免税用的，所以你如果想报税的时候要用这个收据，就在你的每次在填写那个奉献单的时候填上这个 ID。
So, all the saints continue to remember the offering for the church. This is what we practice when you offer. Put in the envelope and put it into the offering box. And if you need the receipt at the end of the year, so create a 9-digit number for yourself. So every time when you give your offering, just put this number on your check or on the envelope. So at the end of the year, the serving one will provide an annual receipt for you.
Amen.
For the tax purpose.
Amen.
Okay, now let's introduce the sixth graders who just got baptized this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. And their family. Alan. Okay, everybody stands up and then
David.
You can, maybe start from, Alan, you can start from yourself and then introduce yourself and your parents.
Yeah, hi, I'm Alan. I'm sixth grade. I'm from Berkeley Heights. My mom.
Stand up.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And David.
My name is David, and then I'm in sixth grade, and then that's my mom over there.
My name is Michael, and I'm in sixth
grade. That's that. That's that.
My name is Michael. I'm in sixth grade. I live in Vacuum, and that's my mom and my dad. I'm Cassandra, and my mom's there, and my dad's.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother Wilson and Sister Homie's daughter, yeah, Cassandra.
Her dad's serving. Uh huh.
I'm Megan, I'm in 6th grade, and that's my mom, and that's my dad.
Yeah, and your grandma. Your grandma.
Your grandma. Your grandma. Your grandma. Your grandma. Your grandma.
sixth grade, and this is my grandma. Hey.
So if any of the sixth graders or parents have some testimony or any sharing or, you know, anything, this is the time for you to share.
Amen.
So
amen.
We only have a few minutes, so
amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'd just like to quickly share something as their teacher. So for the past year, I've been teaching them, although there's a big break because I went to the New Believer training, right? It was very enjoyable teaching this class because everybody is so loving. And they pay very active attention to what we're speaking. Well, sometimes a little bit overactive, but that's okay because we are young, right? We don't want to teach a bunch of, you know, 80-year-old, right? Sorry to say that, but so one thing that really touched me is they have the same burden as our teachers do. For example, because we want to encourage them to read some biographies of the spiritual persons and write book reports. So I remember Megan always take the lead to, oh, you have that? Yeah, that's a good book. Megan always take the lead to take the statistics of who has handed in the book report. Right? And I remember once when Megan was absent because she was meeting with Berkeley Heights or something, actually Samantha, you know, actually took instead of Megan. So they're really, it's really sweet to us because, you know, it helps us to it relieves our burden, one, and two, it makes us know that they really also care about this class.
Amen.
They also want to get the burden into themselves instead of just we being stuffing stuff into their heart. So it's very enjoyable.
Amen.
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 So
now you can all stand up.
Okay, and go first. Yeah, you want fellowship?
So like leading up to my baptism, I was like excited and nervous at the same time. from like some older young people. You don't feel anything afterwards, and yeah, that's like you don't feel like a big change afterwards, and yeah, that's true. I really like I feel changed, but it's not really like big. I'm guessing like the changes like get more significant as you continue into the church life.
Amen.
So I grew up in the church life, so it kind of had an impact on me. Like, all the time I would come to the meetings and everybody was in the spirit, so I wanted to be part of that experience.
Amen.
I've also seen, like, God has done so much for us, so I wanted to follow after him and be part of his kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, the reason I wanted to get baptized was because I wanted to be an overcomer.
I wanted
to join the body because, you know, we've been so happy praising the Lord.
Amen.
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 Well, I've been going to this church for, like, since I was in kindergarten. And I've always kind of loved God, and I loved going to church, but it was only recent when I truly realized that God loves me, and he wants me to be in his kingdom, and that would be the best for me. So I thought that being baptized would be a good experience, that I'm finally in his kingdom, and
Others.
So I came to church when I came to America. Well, I might have gone to kingdom, but I forget. And I've been coming on and off, but more recently I've been coming like every week. And I got to know God better until I got baptized.
Amen.
David.
at church for like, well, since I was like three, very early, and just before baptism, I wasn't feeling like I was ready, and then I even told my parents I didn't want to go. After, I feel so much refreshed.
Amen. Amen.
Man, praise the Lord. So I'm Megan's brother. So actually I think I taught these kids when they were second and third grade. And they're actually really good then too. So I guess time goes by really fast. I remember actually a little over 12 years ago, I still remember that night too. Like, I kneeled down and prayed for a brother. And that was like one of the first times like I ever like really knelt down and like prayed for something. I wasn't really sure like what to expect, because I was like eight years old. Like, I didn't know, like, it was just a one-time thing. I just like prayed once and I kind of like moved on with my life. But like a few months later, like, my sister was born. I guess my answer was, I mean, my prayer was answered to an extent. I mean, I got a sister instead of a brother. Really, she's like, she's pretty much everything I could have asked for in a brother. I mean she can attest to that. Like, I call her bro more than
probably better at sports than you.
She's really good. She's really good. I think her last birthday party, so she doesn't actually, like, when I was a kid with like all the brothers and stuff, we used to all have birthday parties like every year. We'd have like five or six of them because they're just like a bunch of us, and just made our parents broke. But like my sister, like, she basically didn't have any birthday parties. Like, that was like maybe like her second or first birthday party. And so for us, like, we just like hang out, like, we'd play like video games, we'd like go outside, play some sports. And my sister, for a birthday party, she decided that they were gonna like read the Bible. And I was like, and it was her own idea too, and like she like planned everything. And like, I mean, like for us, like, we never were like, yo, let's get together and like read the Bible and enjoy the Lord. And like, the most we did was like before dinner we'd like pray. That was about it. So I mean, like, you can see that, like, I think, like my sister, like, she really loves the Lord. Like, you don't like, like, I don't know, I wouldn't spend my birthday party like singing hymns, right? But that just really showed, like, she really loves the Lord. She's really invested.
Amen.
I guess just the message to all the sixth graders, it's just, right, this is just, like, it's great that you guys got baptized, but this is just the beginning, right?
You guys,
even though you guys are young, you guys all have a function in the church, right? So, like, in the meetings, it was really good. I heard all you guys, like, read a verse, right? So, obviously, like, sometimes, like, you see the adults, and they're like, oh, their prayers are so complex, and it's like, I can't do that, but, like, you don't have to do that, right? You just do it based on your function. Like, if you read a verse, just read a verse. Or, like, if you just have a little prayer, it doesn't have to be long, just short prayer, and then you just pray it, right? And the Lord will really bless your portion.
Amen.
So I'll echo what Eric shared. Actually, I don't know the other sixth graders as well, but I know Megan quite well. I think just the past 3 years I've been here, even since she was in third grade, Megan was in fourth grade, just appreciated, like, she would join the college meetings sometimes, like, just, you know, with the saints. And even, like, with the young people, I'd call, like, Lucy and Kathy, but if Megan was around, like, she would join us, you know? So it was almost like she was already, well, I mean, basically participating, right? So I don't know, I just appreciate it, you know, and I just want to encourage the sixth graders that, you know, not to despise your youth, that you're not too young, and even in school, like, you can be luminaries for the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, be a testimony for the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know,
Amen.
Alex said, like, it's not like a one day complete, like, change, right? It's a day by day, like the Christian life, and I think all of us here can attest that the Christian life is a day-to-day transformation, day-to-day process.
Amen.
And it's not something you have to go through on your own, but you have companions and you have the serving ones, the older young people to pursue the Lord with, you know, and that's not a small thing. I think, you know, just encourage one another and go on in the Lord with one another, and I look forward to getting to know all of you guys more
in
the next year or so.
Amen. So praise the Lord for these wonderful and genuine testimony, right?
Amen.
And encouraging words from the serving ones. I believe the young people, serving ones, of us have some words. Maybe Brother Kyle, your time.
Amen.
So, 请这个不是这个 young people 的这个课语中来跟我们分享。
Brothers and sisters, are you happy this morning?
Amen.
Well, every time this new ones, new baby, is born to a family, I think the whole family will be very happy.
Amen.
Right? And today, we have 7 new babies born to the church.
Amen.
So we should have 7 intensified happiness this morning. Amen. Amen. But besides you, when there's a new addition in the family, you saw everyone's happy. Besides that, what else you will see? You know, you will see everyone is very busy. Right? Prepare, you know, stroller, car seat, bottles, diapers. So for what purpose? To help this one grow.
Amen.
So I hope this morning all of us, we not only happy,
yes.
We need to have the view,
that's
we
right.
need to be ready to help all of them to grow.
Amen.
So like Jonathan, do you want to help these brothers to grow?
Amen.
David, Amen. Like Michael, and like Alan. So, get ready.
Amen.
Amen. And, but, you know, all sixth graders, don't think you just wait and others to feed you. You know, when one is saved, actually, according to the truth, the Christ is born into you.
Amen.
So you now have a baby Christ in you.
Amen.
So you also have the responsibility to feed the baby in you.
Amen.
How will you do this?
Amen.
No, I think maybe later Sister Pina will share to you. But you know, but you need to take care of this Christ in you, and make him living, and take care of his growing, and until one day is fully formed in you.
Amen.
And this morning I do have 3 burden, actually is the same one to share to you, is you shouldn't miss any meeting you should go. So first is the Lord's table.
Amen.
Every Lord's Day, you know, you need to come to this Lord's Day meeting to, you know, satisfy our Father and our God, our Christ and our Father.
Amen.
You know, we all have, every year we have Mother's Day, right? It's just once a year. If you forget your Mother's Day, I think your mother won't be happy. Yeah, but praise the Lord, we not only have 1 Mother's Day in a year, we have 52 Lord's Day in a year. And we all need to come every week, come to satisfy our God.
Amen.
So this is the first thing I want to remind you, come to the Lord's table every
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The second meeting you need to go, you know, is every Saturday we have a young people meeting here.
Amen.
You know, in a book, in the Bible called the Hebrew, the book of Hebrew, chapter 10, 25. It said, do not abandon your own assembling together.
Amen.
Okay? Which assembling is your assembling? Which meeting is your meeting? It's young people meeting every Saturday. So you need to come. You know, the Bible uses this word very strong, abandon, right? If parents abandon his or her baby, how do you feel? It's not good, right? Do you think a parent should abandon his baby because the baby's not good? No, right? So I don't know what you will feel about this Saturday meeting. When you come, you may feel it's not good, it's boring, or it's wonderful. But no matter how, you cannot abandon it.
Amen.
And you cannot also, you know, a parent cannot abandon his baby because he's busy or she's busy. So it's similarly. So you could be busy later on, but you cannot abandon your meeting, Saturday meeting.
Amen.
Okay, the third meeting I want to ask you to attend is every year we have Summer School of Truth. You know, we have brothers, saints coming from far away to New Jersey. Do you know what's the purpose they come? Because they come to join the teacher's training for Summer School of Truth.
Amen.
Now, I just give you a testimony. You know, before, you know, 9 years ago, Eric was baptized. And then at that time, we, the whole family, haven't gone back to Taiwan for 7 years. So we decided that year we need to go back to Taiwan to visit our family. But, you know, that's his first Summer School of Truth. So eventually we feel we need to cut short our trip to within 2 weeks, you know. But and I feel that we make a very, very good decision.
Hey, for you.
Okay? So praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's difficult, you know, to abide to these three meetings. Lord's Day meeting, Saturday meeting, and the Summer School of Truth.
Amen.
You only need to, you know, have a little power.
Amen.
Do not
Amen.
Deny the name of the Lord.
Amen.
You will be overcomer.
Amen.
Just like our sister have this heart.
Amen. Amen.
And I still have another burden. I don't have time to share to you, but I really feel all the parents and all the young people too. You should, you know, don't give up your relationship with your family. You know, your parents, when you're a sixth grader, get baptized, they're not telling you, oh, your responsibility is finished. You know, you still need to build up your relationship with Amen. Your children.
Amen.
Especially the spiritual relationship.
Amen.
And I hope maybe Sister Ping will fellowship concerning this with you.
Yeah, I think the schedule is very tight, so maybe after I speak, you can translate. A good news for sixth graders, bottles are ready, and nannies are ready, too. So we'll start tomorrow, okay? Probably you would tell Brother Kyle, he said, oh, it's too much. I kind of like regret that I was baptized this morning. I don't know that there is so much to do. Let me tell you, actually, I think that, you know, every time we come together, we enjoy the Lord together.
Amen. Right?
This week, actually, when I read the life study of Exodus, I was very impressed by the picture of gathering manna morning by morning.
Amen.
So Summer School of Truth once a year, okay? Lord's Day meeting once a week. Young people's meeting once a week. But what about gathering manna morning by morning?
Amen.
That is every day. That is daily activity. You know, I don't know if sixth graders, if you know manna. Have you heard manna?
Yes.
A little bit? Okay.
So, you know, now you pass the Red Sea, right? So you left Egypt. You know, when Israelites, when they left Egypt, okay, they were in the wilderness. On the second month, they felt so hungry. They had no food to eat. And they started remember, oh, you know, delicious food in Egypt. Why am I here? I probably can go back to Egypt. But then I think it's God's wisdom. God actually rained bread from heaven. And God commanded them, you will go out and gather manna, morning by morning.
Okay?
And each household, very interesting. I showed Eric this verse today, this morning. Each household, you will count how many members are in your tent. And then each person will get one omer. Do you know how much one omer is?
No.
I think it's probably like 9 cups or 10 cups. Well, I'm not sure. You can check. Okay? So, and if the sun became hot, guess what happened? It is melted. So that you will have no food to eat for that day. So, you know, when I was thinking about this, you know, if I lived during that period of time, you know, if I live in a tent, I would be very concerned about my neighbor. You know, Cassandra, maybe you are my neighbor. If you don't get up in the morning, I would wake you up. You know, you will need to get up to get your portion of the food of the day. And also parents, I hope that, you know, today we all drop our concept. We all drop the concept that only serving wants to serve your children. Or only young people, they can read with themselves. Actually, I hope that we can all come together.
Yes.
We can all serve young people together.
Amen. Amen.
We will have this mutual shepherding.
Amen. Amen.
Day by day.
Amen.
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 So all the young people, I mean, including the sixth graders, in fact, everyone. I have a verse for every one of us.
Amen. Amen.
As new, 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation.
Amen.
Verse 3, continue. If you have tasted that, the Lord is good.
Amen.
Amen. So saints, we all need to like newborn babes, right? To taste the guileless, the milk, the word of milk.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we just had the sharing from the YP serving ones. You know where the young people come from? From children, right?
Amen.
They grew up from little babes.
Amen.
So I think this is a continual burden, you know, for our next generation. So let's all have our children's service to present some of the burdens.
Amen. Well, I actually want to address the sixth graders really quickly too. There are some people in this room who will probably also ask you questions about your baptism today. So you not only have a responsibility to yourselves or to your families, also you have a responsibility to the boys and girls.
Amen.
Because there are 25 to 30 kids out there who are not in this room who might also have questions. You know, why didn't you get into a tub of water today? So you should think and consider what's the best way to answer them.
Right.
So that eventually they will also want to get baptized, just like you did today.
Amen.
So we just have a really quick presentation about the children. Maybe we can all read this verse together. Can you all see it? Can I make it as big as I can?
You may be blameless and guileless children of God, without blemish in the midst of a wicked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as luminaries in the world.
So this was one of the verses given to us yesterday at the teacher's training, which was primarily for parents and serving ones of young people, but I think it's quite applicable also to the children, because this is our hope for the next generation and actually for all of us, right, from children all the way up. First, that our church would be a shining lampstand, and individually we would be those who shine as luminaries in this world. And so this is what our hope and our labor is on the children. And so we just wanted to share with you a little bit what we've been doing with them on the Lord's Day is building children up in their humanity to be proper human beings. And so from the ministry and from the recent fellowship, we've learned that actually what we need to do with the children and the children defining from maybe the time they start school, preschool to sixth grade, is we're helping them to become proper human beings. Because actually yesterday there was an example given. Brother Lee said that we should learn to study diligently and be A students. And why do we need to be A students? It's because actually A students are the ones who learn how to give their A service in the church life. And if you're a C student, then maybe your service perhaps just might be C service in the church life. So our hope for all of our children, for our young people, for our colleges, is that they would be not only proper human beings, but they would be vessels useful to the Lord.
Yes.
And so we realize that actually to be a useful vessel, a lot of it depends on our character. There's an example given talking about silk and burlap, two different fabrics, the same dye. If you put the dye on the silk, it's vivid and it's very bright. And if you put it on the burlap, it's not as bright, right? And so the ink is actually the spirit. So we all have the same spirit, but our character, and this is not only to the next generation, it's to us also, our character needs to be proper so that we can be vessels useful to the Lord.
Amen.
And so primarily what we've been laboring on them to do is actually very simple things, learning to honor their parents, love their brothers and sisters, and respect others. And then we realize actually when they grow up in this way, then when the time comes, like the sixth graders today, then they're actually the best material to receive God's grace.
Amen.
But actually we realize that on the Lord's Day we only get them for maybe 2 hours, 3 hours once a week. It actually does not have too much impact. And we realize, although we do are trying to labor on them, we need to present a pattern to them, not only on the Lord's Day, but actually also at home. And I was very helped by the recent Memorial Day conference, because it's talking about the God-man living and the shepherding according to God.
Amen.
And we realize actually, it says here, to give the new believers and young ones a lot of teaching is not the proper way to take care of them. The proper way to foster them is to show them a pattern. By showing them a pattern, you water them, supply them, nourish them, and cherish them. This is fostering. Amen. And so in this life study, I was talking a little bit about a pattern, either a pattern in the Bible, a pattern through Christian history, and actually the best pattern is ourselves, right? And so yesterday, again, in the teacher's training, I was impressed that in order for the young people to receive light from the truth, actually we ourselves need to be the first ones to be enlightened.
Amen.
And so we need to be the ones, us as parents, as serving ones. Maybe you don't have children yet, you will maybe one day, or you know somebody who has kids. It comes down to us, right?
Uh-huh.
With the young people and even with the children, it starts with our relationship with the Lord, and it starts with our relationship with the Word. And it's absolutely, down at the third point here, it says, caring for children is 90% a matter of feeding and 10% a matter of teaching. And actually, what they eat is our living, right? And so we have a little boy, he's 18 months old, he's always watching and he's always seeing the way we live. And sometimes we think, oh, maybe they don't see so much, but actually some things come out of his mouth and you're like, oh, he was listening, right? And so anyways, may the Lord have mercy on us. I think our burden is not only on the Lord's Day, but that we would rise up together as a church, as a big family, to care for and foster all of these children so that they would grow up and love the Lord, know the Lord, and bring Him back.
Amen.
And so we have one more here. This is our inheritance. You can't read all of the names. These are all the names of our children. Some have moved away. Some are not regularly meeting. And so that's even an awakening for us. We also need to go out and shepherd their families so the kids, not only the kids, but the whole families would be in the church life in a very strong way.
Amen.
Amen. As you all see, all these numbers, currently we have like how many on the list?
52.
Do you know how many serving ones, including young people, we have for them? Take a guess. We have 58.
Wow.
Which means yeah, you know in your heart. More than one-on-one, like, but, there's a but, read the bottom. On one hand, we are so happy we have so many seeds, children, you know, vessels on our hands, on the list. But on the other hand, we still have some are somewhere. They may come like twice a month, about once every other month, or once half a year, or they might never show up. Where they are. Okay, so currently we have will be over 30, including Berkeley Heights. This number, like less than 30, is like here in this locality. Including Berkeley Heights, usually have 6 to 8, right? 6. So that's why we really have a burden on this.
Amen.
Like yesterday, the brother Ricky, they all shared, we need truth and also experience, and enough adequate experience to nourish and to encourage our next generation. It's not like we bring the word from the book and then tell them. We have to walk and live a life with them, which means not only the serving ones, but also family members, and also the small Bible study group members. I just want to share very quickly, I want to say, this is what I ask myself, do I, oftenly, before the Lord, do I really have a burden for the children and young people?
Amen.
Do I really love them in the Lord according to His will?
Amen.
This is the question I'm asking me myself.
Amen.
Today I think I give you like 2 questions you can bring back and ask yourself. The score is 1 to 5, and see how much you have. Number one is, inside of my heart, the depths of my heart, which is my spirit, have I ever prayed, really to pray, for one child in a church life, or one young people, seriously prayer? Number two, how many children or young people in the group where I meet with them, the Friday meeting or Saturday? Do I know them? What's their positive life? I mean, including church life and their, you know, normal life is church life of themselves and also their families, which means we need to care about them.
Amen.
Amen. So at the end, but we still have lots of hope. The verse that Esther just shared, you know, I think if you have your Bible, can you open it? Philippians second chapter, verse 15, which is really, can we read it verse before then after? We start from 13. For it is God who operates in you, both the willing and the working for His good pleasure.
Amen.
And would you, amen. We have it. Amen. Do all things without murmurings and reasonings,
that you may be blameless and godless, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of your crooked and perverted generation, among whom you shine as the
mirrors in the world. Amen. And the next one, 16.
Holding forth the word of life, so that I may have a boast in the day of Christ, that I do not run in vain or labor in vain.
I wish when we ask ourselves the 2 questions and give us a score, maybe not, doesn't matter low or high, we pray before the Lord and bring our prayers to the Lord, and may He give us the burden, the real burden. We use verses 13 and 16, the verses we just read, chapter 13 through 16, to pray for the ones the Lord gave you, the young people or the children. So we all need to bear the burden together to raise up and foster them together in the church life.
Amen.
So that day, we can change the eye to we may have a boast in the day of Christ that we did not run in vain, nor labor in vain.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay. John. Praise the Lord. Amen.
I'm going to give her.
Yeah, okay.
So, I'm just going to kind of wrap up here. So I really amen these sisters' burden. I mean, we have 52 young people. You know, I serve a lot on the campus, right? You know, it's like hard, man, to get these, you know, these people that are in the world, and it's hard for them to really get their attention, grab them out of what they're doing. They're full of so many things. But our young people, they're like right there in our hands. There's like, they're the most important thing. They're the easiest fruit to get because they're in our homes, and they are, in a sense, forced to listen to us, right, for 18 years. So what an opportunity to instill something precious in them and build something into them. So when they get to college, they could be useful vessels. I can testify, you know, a lot of the church kids that have a good foundation and also have good character, sometimes we focus too much on maybe sometimes truth, but you also have to have character. If we get some college students, you know, that are church kids and they don't have very good character, oh man, and it frustrates me. It really does. Carolyn has to tell me sometimes, calm down. Just, I was one of those. She always tells me that she was one of those ones with trouble and bother Esther when she was in college. But so really, our young people are so important to the church life. And so the Summer School of Truth is a prime opportunity for them to get both of these things, the truth and character. This Summer School of Truth is going to be on the triune God and the person and work of Christ. Amen. So, right? The truth, the triune God, it's a really high truth. I mean, you can't really comprehend the triune God. But you can instill something of the experience of the triune God. But also, we have the character, the humanity of Christ. Amen. So the Summer School of Truth really prepares our young people to be these useful vessels. So when they get to the college campus, they could be ones that are useful gospel preachers, talking to their friends, getting them into the meeting, getting them into the church life. So this is a really, really important opportunity for our young people. So these sixth graders, they're about to go to Summer School of Truth. This is the beginning of many, many times. I mean, I think it's you're so lucky that you get to go to such a training or summer school of truth. Some other things that I really enjoyed yesterday was actually the shepherding.
Amen.
You know, parents, you are now officially, especially sixth grade parents, you are now a serving one. No excuse. You are now a serving one.
Amen.
So you are now in the fellowship of the serving ones. You bore these children, so you have the responsibility to continue to help them. Amen. Because we only get 1 week. We only get once a week to see them in person, maybe. Hopefully, maybe they'll pick up our phone call or our actually listen to our text or whatever, however we respond to them. But I can only do so much. But like Esther said, like little Benjamin, right? He sees they're living. So now you have to, now even more burden. Now you're serving one. And now you have to worry about your living. Because now these ones are going to watch how you live. They're going to see, oh, are you in your spirit? Oh, I'm glad I don't have kids yet. Because I can admit, sometimes you're not. So, you know, we just have to turn to the Lord and be faithful to the Lord. Lord, we want to try to live in our spirit as much as we can. And our even the relationship between, you know, husband and wife. It's important. These ones see the living of a husband and wife. And so I guess this is just kind of my burden that, you know, we would really care for our young people. Amen. Our young people are so precious. Sometimes we focus so much on the campus. Oh, the grad students. Oh, the freshmen. You know, these are great things. And these are things that we should have a burden for. But our young people, they are right here.
Amen.
Why not really spend time with them?
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, I think that's just kind of my overall burden. And yeah, also, this is kind of another matter. I mean, if you don't have kids, you know, make more kids. That's the easiest way to bring fruit into the church life. So it's good to be burdened for our happy life.
青少年应该有特别的负担，有的时候我们很重视在校园里面传福音，让我们知道这个属世的人，我们要花多么多的代价才能把他们带进教会生活。但我们的青少年就长在神的家中，所以我们应该特别的花精力，并且花时间去牧养他们。在这个昨天的暑期训练的教师训练里面，
特别提到说今年的暑期训练的主题是三一神基督的工作与基督的身位，这些是需要青少年所装备的最基础的真理。但是还有另外一面，就是除了要把真理给他们，还要把他们带进一种正常的生活里。特别是我们的家长，这些刚受浸的六年级的弟兄姊妹的家长，你们从现在开始就是正式的青少年服侍者了。你们不仅要担当起这个属灵喂养他们的责任，更要担当起在生活中成为他们的榜样。因为每一个孩子他都会观察我们的生活，看我们的生活和我们这个琐事是否会属灵，所以我们对我们青少年都有极其重要的责任。然后最后的负担就是我们实在是应该把我们的心，把我们的时间花在我们的青少年上，培养他们成为在他们进入到大学的时候能够成为神所有用的器皿。
Amen.
I think the burden is pretty clear. Unless all the saints, you know, get the burden. How much does it take to raise up our younger generation? Just the serving ones?
No, whole church.
The whole church.
Amen.
All serving ones, all the brothers and sisters, all the parents, right? Siblings, you know, we really need to shepherd each other. I think shepherding is the key. You know, this is the key of the New Testament priesthood, right? So I think in the past few weeks, we started this PSRP practice and going out, right after the PSRP on Saturday. Some of the brothers and sisters also, you know, this is a different aspect. This is, you know, we're preaching gospel to the people in the sea, right? You know, we were talking about, preaching gospel to the ones that are in our home, right? But all the aspects, because we're preaching gospel to everybody, right? To all mankind. So I think some of the brothers and sisters may have some testimonies regarding these practices.
Amen.
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, I would like to share a little bit my experience of the PSRP practice. Amen. We have been having the past few weeks. So in case some of you new ones may don't know what is PSRP. The PSRP is pray.
Pray.
S is study. R is recite. P is prophesy.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I really enjoy. Actually, my first experience with PSRP is in 2012, in summer training. Actually, before every message, in the morning, actually, there's like 5 hours, very intense PSRP sessions. My initial response to the PSRP is mixed a little bit. Because in particular, the part of reset, I was like, I'm in graduate school. I'm a doctor student. Why I need to recite? But after, it's like a no. The young kids in school, you recite, right? You repeat what you heard, you learn. But after I get into the exercise more and more, I really enjoy it. Because then I realized when it's time for me to speak to others about what I heard about God's words, then I realized how little I know. I really need to be fully open to these words.
Amen.
And then I also realized, yes, in before God, I'm just a little kid. I need to have the appetite to learn to every word, everything that he spoke to me. So so actually, I only did PSRP in the 2012 summer training in 2013. And after that, I didn't do it. And I really praise the Lord. And now we have this practice in our church.
Amen.
I really enjoyed it in the past few. I'm sharing with you what we did in the PSRP. We come together, we sing hymns, we enjoy hymns, and we pre-read the words, pre-read the outline for the week's message.
Amen.
And then we speak to each other, we prophesy, we exercise
Amen.
The spirit. Everyone
Amen.
Speak
Amen.
In the PSRP.
Amen.
And after that 1 hour, you feel really refreshed, and you feel joy in your spirit.
Amen.
And I think many of you maybe actually another thing I really appreciate is it's 1 hour. We start at 9, we stop at 10, and it's just 1 hour. So
Amen.
And we don't delay. I mean, we try to the time is tight. So actually, at the beginning I think it's Saturday morning. It's very hard for me to make it. I have lots of things to do after 1 week, so work, you know, so much things to do. But then I consider this, I know maybe many of you, you maybe spend 1 hour weekend in the gym, or maybe jogging, you know? It's like an exercise. 1 hour, amen. We come together,
amen.
We exercise, amen. You know, in front of, in, before Lord with our dear saints.
Amen.
But it's really enjoyable amen. Experience.
Amen.
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 I think we have some saints from Basking Ridge.
Basking Ridge, yeah. In the meal service, so I arrange for the center. But I have given some brief testimony. Initially, we should have this proposal for everyone to go out to knock on the door to preach gospel, because we have a initially it was on the day of gospel meeting at night, right? So we try to invite some neighbors to the gospel meeting, but somehow I fellowshiped this burden in the prayer meeting group. Actually, we have a different prayer group in different locality, right? In Basking Ridge, we have Basking Ridge and Bridgewater. We have joined prayer group. So I fellowshiped this. But the reaction is kind of not as positive. So I was also discouraged. But so even we announced in a small group in a spread group meeting, you know, so for people who have some burden or have time to come, we can PSRP together and go out to contact people. But the people. Some people say, oh, I have something to do, I have the kids to take care of, they have some activities in the morning, something like that, you know. But eventually we started on the Saturday morning, we also sent out the chat to say, oh, we have this GSRP in the morning and go out and knock on the door on our neighbors. But we don't know if anyone will come or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then eventually, someone come, Brother John came that morning, so we were, you know, so encouraged. So
amen.
We CSRP, and then we went out to visit, to knock on the door of the neighbors.
Amen.
Actually, we didn't know who to knock on, so Sister Yimei prepared a list based on the school, like a phone book, you know. And look for the last name that looks like Chinese. So we see, list some of the address. So we knock on those doors. Actually, you know, we were all nervous, you know, but we didn't show. We thought, oh, we have so many people. So, but eventually we know, you know, everybody, you know, come, go out together. We, actually it's not that hard, you know. Every door we knock, people are so nice, you know. They, we can talk to them. We send out the flyers of this gospel meeting information. And then we knock on a family that has, the lady has 5 children, and she says she was so busy. So we thought, oh, then, you know, she's not going to come. But then after, you know, we talked to her, and eventually she came on the second day on the those day meeting.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, so, we are encouraged, so we are trying to invite her to all kind of meetings, small group meeting or young people meeting or those day meeting. But she, actually she's really busy, she has 5 children. But then second week, we also PSRP, and this time, a different family came to our house, you know, Wen Hui and Zhang Jing came. So we also PSRP for a while, and we went out. We also trying to knock on the doors of neighbors. We didn't find anyone, but eventually we walk on the street and we found Sen Lan. She also was on the street. So we invited her to on Saturday's young people meeting. So in the young people meeting, we kind of in routine meeting, we seen him, but eventually, you know, she asked questions. But all the young people kind of
stood up, you know. Everyone is trying to answer her question. You know, so it's quite encouraging.
Yeah.
That if we are willing to, you know, go out and then we don't know maybe where to go, what to do, but eventually God will do work on something.
Amen. You know?
Yep. So I think we all are priests, right?
Amen.
We are priesthood, right?
Amen.
We want to be able to experience how do we serve God, right?
Amen.
So this is the way to serve God.
Amen.
This is the way for God to be able to flow out from
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
So I think PSRP and Noctur, it's not something, we just do something, just like we, every year we have churches go to read Bible once a year, or morning revival, or this Bible study, right? It's a way, you know, God can work into us
Amen.
And work out from us.
Amen.
Right? So don't think it's just some activities and it's going to fade away and it's not going to continue. No. Whenever you have a burden to live it, you know.
Amen.
When actually before that I even walk out, but I don't know what to do. You know, I try to contact people, I try to talk to people, but we have no something we can tell them to invite them, but eventually we have this gospel meeting, we have the track, right? We can give to them, right? So it's like a opportunity for us to start our living, to be able to contact people
Amen.
Around us.
Amen.
So I encourage everyone that you want to, you know, serve God, you know, this is a way, and you want to function in the body, this is a way.
Amen.
You know, so praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Any other testimony?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we still have about 25 minutes to share about this week's morning revival. But before that, I really want to echo what Brother Jason fellowshipped. I think this is a very good example for us. A lot of times we feel, well, we are scared to go out to knocking on the doors, even scared to pass out gospel tracts. But they are brave, and we see the fruits, right?
Amen.
So we need to pray for this, right? So Saturday, I need a translation. Saturday morning, we come together, we have a PSRP, and then we like to go out, right? You can knock on the doors, you can visit saints, you can visit gospel friends, but we just want to get together, enjoy the Lord,
Amen.
And also have a spiritual exercise. We can go out for the Lord,
Amen.
And then we can go out with the saints. You know, you may think, oh, I have a coworker, I want to preach gospel, but I don't know how, and I know where he lives. Then you can ask a couple brothers or sisters, they can go with you, and then you can preach gospel to them.
所以刚刚听了朱弟兄还有张三听的分享，我们真的觉得说，周六早上我们在一起享受神的话，有属灵的操练，然后再出去接触人，实在是一种很好的操练和实习。我们也看见说，这样做是真正是有果效的。对，我们只要里面有愿意的心，你可能会问说，哎，我怎么样来传福音？谁来跟我配搭呢？ 那这就是一个很好的机会，我们可以在自己团体的这样操练。Amen.
Amen. Also for the sixth graders, how wonderful, how enjoyable to see they all get baptized
Amen.
This morning. And then you also see the Lord is really advanced. And then we have a sister say, I want to get baptized to become overcomers.
Amen.
What a wonderful testimony.
Amen. Amen.
所以我们六年级的，我们也是从他们身上看到很多的鼓励，特别是我们有一位小姊妹，她说啊，我要受浸，并且我要成为得胜者。Birthday party to read the Bible, how wonderful!
她说她生日的这个聚会啊，我们要一起来读圣经，何等的美妙！所以弟兄姊妹，六年级的父母们，现在他们不单单是你们的儿女。
他们还是你们的弟兄和姊妹，所以刚才弟兄所交通的，我们不单单是从父母的角度来培养他们，来教养他们，我们更是一个 shepherd， 一个牧者，我们要来牧养他们。
Amen. So for the parents of the sixth graders,
Now, you're not just their parents in the flesh. You're also their brothers and sisters in the spirit. So don't just nourish them in a physical way, but also you need to cherish them and shepherd them in the spiritual way.
I remember when I was a sixth grader and I got baptized, and my father called me Brother Yun An. Until now, he is 99 years old. Okay, we talk as a son to father, and sometimes we fellowship as a brother.
现在我父亲已经99岁了，有的时候我们站在一起，像父亲跟儿子这样来谈话，但也有的时候我们是在主里的弟兄这样的交通。
So all the parents of young people, we need to shepherding your kids.
Amen. So 青少年的家长们，我们都需要来这样子来牧养我们的孩子。
Amen. We don't have much time, but we do need to go into, because today, this week's message is so precious and so important. So let's go into, read a couple verses together. Exodus 27, 20 and 21. 出埃及
时间不多，我们还是要进入这一周的经节，因为这周信息非常的重要。我们先来读出埃及记27章20到21节。
Okay, Chinese, let's read together, and after that English. 中文，你要吩咐以色列人，
把他到神的全柴柴油拿来给你，为点灯用。
常常点着，在会幕中见证柜前的幔外，亚伦和他的子孙，
从晚上到早晨，都在耶和华面前等你的灯，
做以色列人世世代代永远的定例。English.
And you shall command the children of Israel to bring to you pure oil of beaten olives for the Lord Christ, to make the lampstand continually.
二十节那里说，使灯常常点着，好，帮我把常常画起来。二十一节那里说，整理这灯，把整理画起来，还有永远的定力，把永远画起来。
Amen. There are several key words that we need to underline. In verse 20, we see to make the lamps shine continually. We need to underline continually. And then in verse 21, we see shall maintain it in order. We need to underline maintain. Right? And then it shall be a perpetual statute.So we need to underline perpetual.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们成为祭司，我们是要怎么样？需要常这个灯啊，我们要常常点着这个灯，而且要维持这个灯，就是整理这个灯，而且这需要一直下去，永远的定力。
Amen. So brothers and sisters, as priests, we need to make the lamps shine continually, right? We need to maintain it, and this shall be a perpetual statute.
那我们在读到出埃及记第三十章的时候，我们没有时间读，他那里就讲到说，祭司啊收拾灯的时候就点香，所以烧香跟点灯啊，事实上来说是连在一起的。
Amen. So when we read on to Exodus chapter 30, we see that the priests, when they maintain the lamps, they also burn the incense. So the lamp and the incense always go together.
那么，什么是点灯呢？点灯啊，从个人这面来说，就讲到我们啊，进度主的话。
Amen. So what does it mean to light the lamp? From the personal point of view, it means that we enter into the Word of God.
你早上起来晨兴，你早上起来进入主的话，从主话中得着喂养，得着光照，得着很多的真理。这个是我们个人的点灯。
So if you rise up in the morning and have a morning revival, you read and receive light and nourishment in the Lord's Word.This is lighting the lamp in our the personal way.
但是从团体上来说，在预表上来说，在圣所里面点灯，就是讲到我们基督徒今天正确的 聚会方式。
But in a corporate way, to light the lamp in the holy place refers to our proper church life.
所以，当我们来到这个来到这个聚会当中的时候，我们需要有一个点灯的情形，甚至在纲要里头说是使光升起。
So when we gather in the meeting, we need to have a kind of lighting the lamp. And it's also written, it's like to make the lamp arise, make the light arise, ascend.
Ascend, yes, light ascend. 所以我们在诗篇里面那边讲说啊，我们来到聚会当中，对不起，我们来到聚会当中啊，我们就是啊有准备，然后呢，我们把灯啊点着，灯啊从我们中间升起，就好像啊在诗篇那里啊，他说啊，深渊与深渊响应。在出埃及记那里说啊，灯光啊，要灯光要什么对照 ？Amen。大家都是在出埃及记25:37。
Amen. So, so in Psalms we have a verse saying that we need to make the God's word touch us in a way that the deep and the deep are echoing.、Right? And also in Exodus chapter 25, there's a verse saying that the light shall shine.
His lamp to give light to the area.
To set up his lamps to give light to the area in front of it.
Amen. 所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们来到聚会当中啊，你要有感觉，在我们的里面啊，有这个深渊之间的响应，有这个涌流，然后呢，我们还有什么灯光啊，互相的光，互相的对照，互相的光照。
Amen. So we need to have a feeling that we should make our deep areas echo.Right? And the light shall give light to the area in front of it. That is, we give light to each other.
所以在我们的里面有水流，在我们外面有这个有光照。所以弟兄们，我们绝对不能够说，哎呀，我们来到一个聚会当中啊，我是啊，很多人很谦卑啊，说我是空空的来啊，来到聚会里。
So we shouldn't say that we come to the meetings in an empty way. Right? I'm so empty here, and I come to the meeting. No.We should make the water flow and the light right ascend.
如果你来是空空的，我来也是空空的，那谁来供应呢？
If you come with a deep inside, with an emptiness inside, and you come in with a deep emptiness inside, from where shall we get a supply?
就好像来到爱宴里啊，没有人带菜，那就变成禁食祷告了。
So when we come to love feast, but nobody brings the food, they'll be like we fast and pray, right?
所以下次人家也不来了。所以弟兄姊妹，我们来到聚会中需要有准备。
Amen. So brothers and sisters, when we come to the meeting, we should come prepared.
我们是一般有预备的人。
Amen. We should be prepared.
所以不要说啊，再说我空空的来，饱饱的回去。你要说我是有备而来，而且是丰丰富富的回去。
Amen. So you shouldn't say I come empty and I go.Right? We should say we come prepared with riches.
弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们啊，彼此鼓励。若是你不是准备来啊，等到波比聚会一完啊，弟兄说好，我们现在开始伸言。你若是准备好的，哎呀，你就第一个跳起来伸言。否则，我看很多人啊，弟兄说好，我们现在开始伸言，很多人头就开始低下来了。所以最好不要叫我。
So brothers and sisters, for the prophesying meeting, if you come prepared, when the brothers say, now we enter into the prophesying section, you should just rise up and prophesy, right? But instead, oh, if you're not prepared, when the brother announced, we begin the prophesying meeting, you just lower your head.
所以弟兄姊妹，在聚会中，我们来到一起，我们需要点灯。借着这个灯，我们就能够照亮。你想想看啊，在圣所里头，如果没有灯，你怎么走啊？没办法走，一下碰到陈设饼的桌子，一下碰到把这个金香坛碰倒了。但是当你有光的时候，你就知道你应该如何做。
So brothers and sisters, when we come together, we need to light the lamp. Imagine that in the holy place, without the lamp, how can you walk around? You are not into the table for the showbread, right? You are not into the altar for the burning incense. But when there's light, everything is so clear.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们要注意，在圣所里头，在刚刚里面说了，不能够有天然的光，也不能够有人造的光。
Amen. Amen. But we need to pay attention that in the holy place there should not be any natural light, neither should there be any man-made light.
你不要觉得说，哎呀，没有人讲话，那我起来， 哎呀，我那天看到一个报纸的头条，哎呀，非常有意思，说啊，孩子不要输在起跑线上。
Do not in a prophesying meeting rise up and say, okay, I read a newspaper yesterday. It says you shouldn't let your children lose at the starting line.
然后你就想，哎呀，对呀。哎呀，我小孩才两岁，我现在送他去这个才艺班，去那个才艺班，要做那个做那个，这是天来的光，这是人造的光。但是当我们弟兄姊妹我们来到一起的时候，盼望我们啊都有神圣的光在我们中间照耀。
If you rise up and say and prophesy I should send my child to the piano class, I should send my child to the painting class, this is, you know what, this is natural light, right?But in the meetings, we should only have the divine light.
对，弟兄姊妹，我不是说我们不应该做这个做那个，而我的点是说，我们来到一起，我们不要让天然的光和人造的光成为我们，好像是一个，的照耀，但是却是不应该有的照耀。
Amen.
我们的照耀乃是需要从神那里来的，
Amen.
是需要是神圣的光。
Amen.
Amen.
I don't mean that we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that.Instead, I mean, when we come together, we shouldn't have a shining from our human knowledge, from our human wisdom, but we should have a divine shining.
Amen. 这是点灯，我们时间不多。第二个呢是讲到烧香，烧香弟兄姊妹乃是身为祭司最重要的事。
The second aspect we're going to talk about today is to burn the incense. Brothers and sisters, to burn the incense is the most important aspect of a priestly service.
弟兄姊妹，我们祷告的生活是如何，就说出来我们的侍奉如何，也说出来我们到底是不是一个尽责任的祭司。
Brothers and sisters, how our prayer life is, that tells how our service is, and that tells how responsible we are in our service.
穆安德烈有一次啊，在一个说到一个事情，就是在一个聚会里头，一个特别聚会里头，都是牧师在那里聚会。然后呢，那个聚会的主持人就问了、啊，说、啊、在座有没有人啊，是一天花30分钟祷告的？他说在那个聚会里啊，就一个人举手，然后就说啊，15分钟的有多少？大概有差不多一半。然后说我花5分钟祷告的有多少？这好像差不多啊，人大家都举起来了，这些都是牧师。
So, Andrew Murray, once he remembered that in a gathering of all the people are priests, right? One asked, one asked, how many of you spend 30 minutes per day in prayer? Only one pastor raised up his hand. And then down to 15 minutes, half the pastors. And then down to 5 minutes, eventually all the pastors raised their hands.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们现在的光景？哦，当我听到弟兄有这样的交通的时候，我就在看我自己。到底我祷告的生活是如何？到底我每一天花多少的时间在主面前祷告？我觉得说主啊，真是求你怜悯我们，让我们在你面前真是做一个祷告的人。
Amen. So we need to apply this to our situation, right? When I hear this fellowship, I ask this question to myself: Lord, how much time do I spend in my prayer in front of you?
我们每一天需要花一天的时间到主的面前。啊，不是啊，这个要一个 check mark， 而是说主啊，我真是愿意把我这个人带到你的面前，我愿意借着来到你的面前，借着认罪，哦，借着祷告，借着呼求主，让主真是在我的里面光照我。
Amen. So we don't come to the Lord to pray as a check mark every day, but instead we need to bring our being in front of the Lord through our calling upon His name.Through our confessing our sins and through our pray, we just open our whole being to Him.
我们若不是这样子一个祷告的人，那么我们的侍奉在主的面前就没有什么价值。
If we are not such a man of prayer, then our service will be of little value in the Lord.
甚至我要这样说，有弟兄们有这样的一个发表，他说，不祷告的侍奉就是对神。最大的顶撞。
Amen. One brother even said, "Service without prayer is the greatest offense to the Lord."
有多少时候弟兄说，哎，我们去看望吧，你说好走到那边，你就可以谈了，然后你就走了。你们有个感觉说，主啊，我需要祷告啊，我需要把这些事情带到你的面前啊，我需要做一个回到先是活在你面前的人，我才能够到人群当中去。
For example, if one brother says to you, brother, let's go and visit people, and you say, good, let's go, and then you went and then you talked to them and then you left, but in this process, do you have any prayer? Do you actually bring God to people? So we need to first through prayer bring ourselves to the Lord.
我必须承认，有很多时候在我身上，很多时候的反应都是很直接的。你没有一个想到说我需要来到主面前还祷告一下，这个事情我会我就做了。不，弟兄姊妹，我们需要在主面前做一个烧香的人，也就是说需要做一个祷告的人。先从我们每一天早上开始，主啊，我愿意花一点的时间到你的面前，从你那里得着光照，得着供应。
Sometimes my reaction is so direct. Things come and then I know, okay, I know how to do this, and I just do it, and I did not bring this to the Lord in prayer. So we need to really live a life of burning the incense. Starting from every morning, we can come to the Lord and burn our incense this way.
当你来到主面前，你很简单的呼求呼求主，你就发现啊，哎呀，主好像啊就有些话啊在你的里面啊就有些的供应，可能就借着主的话啊有些的光照。你呼求呼求主，祷告祷告，然后呢你可能啊进到一节的圣经里头有点导读，你信啊主这时候就借着这些圣经上的话，它就啊变成对你所说的话，这些话也成为对你的光照。
Amen. When you come to the Lord in the morning, you pray and you pray to him as burning the incense, he will receive some of the words in you, right? And then you pray this word back to him, and slowly you receive light. And this word gradually becomes from the constant word to Rima, to the Lord, the word that the Lord speaks to you.
我们常常说，哎呀，主啊，我太忙了，我实在找不出时间来啊祷告。但是啊，我们一上网啊，哎，这个是一个钟头就过去了；一看电视啊，半个钟头啊就过去了。所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是需要主啊怜悯我们，让我们真在主面前做一个祷告的人，求主把时间为我们找出来，我们也愿意花时间在主的面前。
We sometimes have the excuse that we don't have time to pray. However, we spend half an hour browsing the internet or half an hour watching the TV. So we really need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.So we can be a man of prayer.
那么这样的一个祷告就成为你那一天生活的动力。
And such a prayer will be the energy for you to live.
那样的祷告也成为你侍奉的一个泉源。
And this kind of prayer will be a source of your service.
Amen.
我记得那个马丁路德说过一句话，我一开始不大懂，他说啊，我一天花一个钟头时间祷告，他但是今天我很忙，所以我需要花两个钟头祷告。
Martin Luther once said a very confusing word. He said, usually I pray 1 hour every day. But today I'm so busy, so that I pray 2 hours.
这跟我们的观念是不一样的。忙忙就赶快祷告结束一下，就做事情去了。不，我们的侍奉需要先从祷告开始。
Amen. It's contradictory to our concept. We think that,We are busy, we just finish the prayer quickly and then go and do it. However, it's the contrary. The prayer is the source of our service.
这样的一个祷告把我们带到一个正确的情形中，把我们带到一个主所要主心意的里头。
This kind of prayer will bring our service to a direct condition and to the Lord's desire.
大本诗歌287首第三节他那里说，费时虽不多，喜乐已难言，当我坐前小逗留，俯伏你脚前，和你面对面，交通有如人间有。
Amen. So in English hymn 387, it says, Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spent. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
Amen.
Amen.
我们好不好再一同来读两节诗歌好吗？大本诗歌568首 English 784. English 784, 中文 568. 我们读第一节、第二节和第六节。第一节我们中文好不好？第二节英文，然后第六节一起读。第一节中文来，祷告与主。English Center 2.
Create fellowship with Jesus, fully opened from within, with our face unveiled in holding, single, pure, and genuine.
我们一起读第六节。我一起读 chorus， 祷告与主来往交通。这里有一个隐秘之处，弟兄姊妹，我们在主的面前，我们需要有一个隐秘之处。那在哪里呢？那就是你所在他面前所花的时间，你在他面前所停留的时间。
Brothers and sisters, in this hymn, there is a secret place. What is the secret place? That is the time you spend personally with the Lord in His face.
可能有弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，三十分钟，你看嘛，牧师都达不到，何况是我呢？
Some may say, oh, 30 minutes, not even a pastor can make it. How about me?
对不起，那个故事是不正常的光景。
Sorry to say that story is not the proper situation.
但是好不好，弟兄姊妹，我们花二十分钟可以吗？
So how about brothers and sisters, 20 minutes?
十五分钟呢？
How about 15 minutes?
我们花一点的时间在主面前得着供应，得着加强，得着光照，让这一天是成为一个有价值的一天。让这一天成为在主面前算得数的一天。
We just spend a little amount of time to receive light, to receive strength, to receive nourishment in the Lord, and that will make our day, every day, valuable.
我知道在央聘那个这个青少年父母当中，他们最近送出来一个 app， 叫做七分钟，在主面前七分钟。
I know there's an app sent by the parents of young people, right? The app is called 7 Minutes with the Lord.
Yeah. 你30分前30秒呼求主。
Okay.
前后来一分钟，这个祷告。再来了两分半钟导读，然后再30秒认罪，再一分钟，奉献，然后呢再一分钟为着其他的事情有祈求，七分钟一下就过去了。
Amen. So it's 30 seconds calling upon the Lord's name, 1 minute to pray, 2.5 minutes to pray read a verse, and then 1 minute to confess our sins, right? 1 minute to pray for to consecrate, and then 1 minute to pray for practical things.
Petition. It's petition. Petition. Yes. 那最后是 petition. 你把这一天的时间的事情交给主。那你说，弟兄姊妹，这是我们对他们这个 young people， 我们觉得他们这个注意力这个 attention span 不够长，所以七分钟。对着我们其实应该不止，应该可以不止。
So brothers and sisters, this app is designed for young people.Designed for, according to their attention duration, right? For us adults, it should be longer.
我不是说弟兄姊妹，我们要每个人都把这个 app 拿来，然后放在我们前面，不是这个，而是说弟兄姊妹，我们要花点时间，我们要有一个隐秘之处，我们要在主的宝座面前逗留， 我们需要把我们这个人在一早的时候就摆在主的面前。主啊，你的宝血洁净我，主啊，你的灵供应我，主啊，你的光光照我，让我这一天是一个真真正正活在你面前的人。
I don't mean that we should download and use this app, but I do mean that we should have the secret place in the Lord. Every morning, we should spend an adequate amount of time to in the Lord's face and in His throne, in front of His throne, so that we can receive this enlightening and strengthening from the Lord, and then it'll make our everyday valuable.
好不好，弟兄姊妹，我恳求你们，我们是不是好花一点的时间？我不能告诉你说你要花三十分钟，还是五分钟，还是七分钟，但是好不好？我每一个人都在主面前有一个心愿，说主啊，从明天开始早上起来，我就愿意花一点的时间在你的面前祷告。
How about brothers and sisters? I cannot ask you to do 30 minutes, or can I ask you to do 5 minutes? But my point is, every one of us should spend some time in front of the Lord, starting from tomorrow.
Oh, 主耶稣啊。
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
这个在这篇信息，弟兄们，弟兄在讲这篇信息的时候负担很重，但我在这边读的时候，我在这边讲的时候，我的负担也很重。我觉得主啊，我真是需要你的怜悯。弟兄姊妹，好不好？我们彼此鼓励，彼此带到，我们在主面前都是一个祷告的人。
The brother who gave this message had a heavy burden, and I also, when I present this to you, had a heavy burden in me. So how about I just feel that we need the Lord's mercy that we can enter into this practice. How about we bring this matter to the Lord?
Amen.
我不会问你说，哎，你有没有你祷告三分钟还是七分钟？弟兄姊妹，这都在主的面前。
Amen.
但是盼望我们都能够花点的时间做一个烧香的人。
Amen.
做一个在主面前正常正确的一个祭司，就是点灯和烧香。
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, I won't ask you whether you spend 3 minutes.Or 30 minutes. But we all need to be a proper priest with the proper service of lighting the lamp and burning the incense.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
因为我们都做一个点灯和烧香的。
Amen! Let us all be a priest who light the lamp and burn the incense.
Amen!
James, I don't think we have time for further fellowship. How about we respond to our brother's burden and, you know,shining in the speaking with some strong prayers.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, speak to each one of us.
Amen.
Lord, a personal speaking.
Amen.
We would be honestly before you.
Amen.
Oh, our time with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, even shine about which areas we could spend more time with you.
Amen.
Either if it's in the morning.
Amen.
Oh, at night.
Amen.
Whatever way possible.
Amen.
We would have genuine fellowship with you.
Amen.
We would have genuine talks with you.
Amen.
Oh, really just be before your face.
Amen.
Oh, listen to what you have to say.
Amen.
Lord, you even want to listen to what we have to say.
Amen.
Lord, we would really see you as a living person.
Amen.
Lord, we really see you not as just a God in the heavens.
Amen.
Lord, but we would see you as a God in our spirit.
Amen.
One that wants to spend time with us.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, oh, for this reminder.
Amen.
Lord, oh, have mercy on us.
Amen.
Lord, oh, draw us to you.
Amen.
Lord, lead us higher up the mountain.
Amen.
Lord, so we can have more fellowship with you.
Amen.
Lord, spend more time with you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just confess.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we just give ourselves to you.
Amen.
Lord, oh, Lord, draw us.
Amen.
主啊，是怜悯我们，啊，是我们这个做祷告的人，教会做祷告的教会，啊，我们每天能够花一点时间来到你面前，就点灯烧香，向你接受光照，主耶稣，主啊，是不是就是在。 继续怜悯我们。
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we need your mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we need your shining.
Amen.
Oh, we just so wanted to come forward to you.
Amen.
Oh, spend time with you every day.
Amen.
Oh, to receive the shining, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, and also let your word shine in the church meeting.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, have much prayer in front of you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
I'd like to be those functioning priests.
Amen.
Morning by morning.
Amen.
Evening by evening.
Amen.
Go in and light the lamps.
Amen.
Burn the incense.
Amen.
Grant us all a prayerful spirit.
Amen.
A diligent spirit.
Amen.
Oh, we'd like to learn how to spend more time with you.
Amen.
Be before you.
Amen.
Seek your face.
Amen.
Burden us more, Lord.
Amen.
Cause us to really seek you.
Amen.
Seek your face.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So young people, don't forget to get your lunch and then meet in the fellowship room.
Yeah, young people and serving
and you also welcome parents.
Yes, we are. We're going to come to the first meeting. It's a bit deep. Oh, yeah.